Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone, Brother Bulla here, bringing you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing you the joy of Jesus and the love of our Lord. Just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, a very, very special evening for Free Inside Ministry. And before I go any further, I have a very special guest who happens to be sitting in the studio with me this evening. Well, actually, this afternoon because I am recording it. But I am very honored, I'm very humbled and privileged to have my teenager daughter, Princess Isabella Ruth Kealii Alohi Okalani Eastman, with me today. Who says that prayers do not get answered? Isabella, say hello to the listening audience.
Hello.
She is so cute. Bella, where do you go to school at?
St. Andrew's Priory.
She's been practicing for the last 10 minutes. Well, Bella, I'm going to go back to the listening audience, but I'm very happy that you're here. You get to see Dad do his thing, and may the peace of the Lord be with you always. Say goodbye to our listening audience, Bella.
Bye.
All right. Well, my beloved, it's just happy. You know, it's a happy day when a father can be with his special daughter, one that means the world to him. And, you know, no matter what happens in life, a father's love for his daughter is unconditional. No matter what trials and tribulations, we still love them unconditionally. Nothing they do could ever make us love them less. Kind of like Romans 8:28, 8:37, 8:38, where it says nothing you do can make God make you love for God, hemo you from God. But anyway, I'd like to give a shout out to all those that are tuning in tonight. If you've just come home from the traffic on the west side, relax. We're going to have a wonderful time this evening. I'd like to give a shout out to the Berean boys from last night up in Halava. All 15 of you. What a wonderful time we had in the Lord last night. I know that Sister Marianne and Sister Lynn had a wonderful time sharing their hearts with you, giving you the praise report from our recent trip to Saguaro, Arizona. I'm blessed that all of you can get to chapel tomorrow with Pastor Scott and have a great time with him. Hallelujah. To my Waiava boys in Module 10 Cashbox Probe and you other guys up there, well, if we were in Halava last night, that meant we weren't in Waiava. But God bless you guys. We're going to be up there next Wednesday, and we got our team back together, and it's just going to be rolling like it did before. To our brothers at FDC, you know, last night I said, "Poho, what a sad day when we couldn't get in this last Sunday." But you know what? God is still in control. I know you guys are still having your Bible studies every night at 6 p.m. Keep up the work. You know when we say iron sharpens iron? What happens, my brothers, when iron sharpens iron? There's a little sparks. There's a little friction. But you know what? It's getting sharpened. That dull edge is getting sharpened. So when iron sharpens iron, there's going to be a little friction. There's going to be a little pilliquio. There's going to be a little bit arguing. But you're getting sharper because of each other. Because if there weren't any sparks flying, brothers, you're not sharpening each other. So keep up the good work. Keep up the faith. Look so forward to seeing you on this Sunday when we come down to FDC. Old Triple C. There's revival going on in Old Triple C. Had a great time in Module 11 and Module 4 Saturday afternoon. And on Saturday night, Annex 1, we were so blessed with the 35-plus men that were there. And I know we came in with a lot of energy and a lot of excitement, but, you know, when you get jacked up for Jesus, nothing's going to hold you back. Because I want each and every one of you to have what I have in my heart, which is the unconditional love for our Lord and Savior. No matter what happens, Jesus is with you. If you look at the full armor of God, I was looking at the other day when I gave a praise report of coming back, of battling the enemy, battling the devil, fighting Satan himself in Saguaro and Red Rock, Arizona prison facilities. I told my congregation that I think I lost one of the gospel shoes. I think I lost that bug in the battle. I think that my belt of truth was hanging a couple notches looser. And I know my breastplate of righteousness had a couple dents from a couple headbutts. And I knew that my sword of the spirit was not only nicked, it was dulled by all of the fighting that was going on. And my helmet of salvation was a little bit crooked on my head. But you know what? When you go to battle and you fight for the Lord, you always win. We came back with the victory. And the one thing I wanted to share with you, my beloved, is there is no protective equipment on the back of your body. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever pause to reflect about that? Did you ever, for those of you in the Hawaii Kai area, pontificate further on what might be the reason for that? The reason there is nothing to cover your backside in the full armor of God. Hold on to your seats, my brothers and sisters. Jesus got your back. I'll say that real slow again for those of you all the way in Saguaro, Arizona tonight can hear that. Jesus got your back. That's why you have no protection on your back, because Jesus got your back. And the other thing you're going to remember is we shall walk through the shadow in the valley of death. We don't stop. We don't have a soda. We walk through. We walk through those trials and tribulations. We walk through our problems. We walk through our situations. We walk through everything that the Lord has placed before us, because we claim the victory by the blood of Jesus. Amen? Amen. You know, in OCCC, I want to give a shout out to Module 13. Going to try and see if I can get out there this weekend, my brothers, to spend some time with you. Laumaka, laumaka, laumaka. Man, that sounds like a Hawaiian game, doesn't it? Well, some of my brothers up there are a little depressed. They're a little dejected. They're a little upset. I haven't been giving shout-outs to my brothers in Laumaka. Well, Mr. Michael Brewer and company, I'm shouting out to you right now. Brother Cy, Big Ben from Module 20 out there working hard. Keep up the good work, brethren. Keep up the good work. And we are so excited. If you're listening tonight, by God's grace and God's mercy, I will have hoped that we would have been able to get into the women's facility over in Kailua tonight. I know we're preparing for that. We've got the Rhema word ready for our women there and our sisters. Looking so forward to spending some time with you this evening. And for anyone else listening, you know, I had a wonderful call last night from one of our sisters. She just thoroughly enjoys the show, and I was really shocked because the number that came up on my cell phone was a New Jersey number. And I was telling myself, if someone in New Jersey is listening to this program, it's about 3 a.m., I believe. And if my math serves me correctly, being a graduate of Kamehameha, it gets kind of sketchy sometimes. But like they say on the hill, Imur, hallelujah. So this lady calls and I'm going, are you calling me from the East Coast? And she goes, no, that's my sister's phone. I said, is your sister on the East Coast? She goes, no, Bula. She goes, I have a son who's incarcerated in Nevada. And I so wish that he could hear your program. I so wish that he could hear the words of encouragement. I so wish he could hear the word of God preached in a way that anyone can understand. You know, she was so gracious earlier in the year to tell me anyone who has a radio should listen to this show. You see, my brothers and my sisters, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. There's more people walking the streets of Honolulu that are locked out than my brothers and sisters that are behind bars. Those bars and those fences are not methods of incarceration. I always tell them it is those are walls of emancipation. No other time in your life, if you're incarcerated, will you have as much time to spend with our Lord Jesus Christ. When you're in prison, you know one of two things. Either you will do the time or the time's going to do you. See, and we just want to share with our brothers that are everywhere and our sisters, you know, we come with the peace that surpasses all understanding. We come with the love of God. You know, we come in peace, we leave peace with you, and we try to share the peace that we have. And although you may go through the trials and tribulations, know that God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. You know, and it goes on to say also, if you go beyond that in the word of God, it says, in those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land. Amen. Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in the facilities on Oahu. Also, into our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona. Mahalo to all of those who have joined us. We have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org. drop me a line. Actually, all of our radio broadcasts are there for your listening convenience. We also have a tab for donations if you want to support this ministry as we continue to bring the light into the darkness, my brothers and my sisters. And as you know, everything costs money. If you want to make a donation to support the ministry and everything that we do to sharing the gospel with those that are incarcerated here and in Arizona, we would so graciously appreciate that. Just want to tell you thank you once again for tuning in tonight. You know, last night was a wonderful message about understanding the loaves. You know, sometimes, you know, just to recap, we get so focused on what happened and worried about what has already happened, we can't see what is happening. You know, as Jesus walked on the water and stepped into the boat and calmed the storm, besides the fact that he was walking on the water towards the disciples, but he was going to go by them till they screamed, they didn't even understand that miracle because they were trying to figure out how Jesus had fed all the peoples with the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish. Sometimes we miss our miracles because we're so busy looking in the past instead of looking at what's right in front of us. What I wanted to share this evening with you, my beloved, is I want to be in the book of 1 Corinthians. I want to be in chapter 2. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I'm just going to be starting in verse 1 and going down a ways. Then I'm going to be going into the Jesus book also. So that way we have a better grasp, we have a better understanding. You got to love it when we can bring the Word of God with something, something. You know, and although I'll be in the NLT version to begin with, I'm going to close real strong with the Jesus book. Amen? Amen? Amen. Here we go. When I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan, for I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. I came to you in weakness, timid and trembling, and my message and my preaching was very plain. Rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. And if you jump further down, I'd like to go down to verse 8. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord. That is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. My beloved, thank you for tuning in once again. 99.5 FM, The Word. And this is Free Inside Ministry. We're on from 9:30 to 10 p.m. every night between Monday through Friday. They do give us the weekends off. Once again, if you go to the website, www.freeinsideministry.org, you'll find all of the broadcasts listed there for your listening convenience. And you can also download them so that you might listen to them later if that would be something you'd like to do. Now, going back to the Jesus book, this is from the West Side. Now, my brothers and my sisters, there are people out there that tell me, that say to me, that stop me, that talk to me, and say, Brother Bula, the pigeon book, who? I don't know, bro. He's like, what do you mean you don't know? The reason I use the pigeon book is so that you do know. You have to realize and understand that if God, the creator of all living things on the earth, if he created every living thing and every spoken word in every language from the east to the west and the north to the south, God can speak pidgin English better than your grandma can in Waianae. The reason I say that is God is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the creator of all living things. So as we go into that and delve into that, or dive head first, we'll make them look like that, I'm going to go like this, we're going to come out of the Jesus book right now, Corinthians chapter 2. Hey, brothers and sisters, when I went go by you guys first time, I went tell you guys all the kind of stuff from God that nobody ever went know before time. But I never act like I'm no better than you guys. And when I went talk to you guys, I never talk just for make me look smart. When I was with you guys, I went figure like this. I only know one thing, and that's Jesus Christ. He the special guy God went send, but was him the people went go hang on top on cross for kill him. And that's the only thing I know for sure. You know, the first time when I was go over there by you guys, I feel like I'm not strong. I was kind of scared and shake up a little bit. No matter I was teaching or I was talking to plenty of guys, same thing, yeah? I never like talk just for make the people think, hey, we can trust what this guy telling us? Because you know how for talk real good, yeah? No ways, bro. But when I went talk, I went show you guys that I get the spirit in charge of me. That's why I get power. Because I figure no good you guys go trust God just because you hear smart kind of stuff that people tell you. More better you trust God because you get the power and you see what he can do. You see, so the smart kind of stuff from God stay hide from me before time. Just like the Bible when go say, get things you never see, get things you never go hear about. You know, can't even think how unreal this thing going to be. That's the kind of stuff God will make ready for us guys that love, get love and aloha for him. But us guys, God, he go show us all the stuff we never know before time. Because God's spirit now, he stay in charge of us. The spirit, he understand everything. Even check out how God stay deep down inside of him. Us guys, we all get our own spirit inside us. That's how we know how we think and act. Same thing with God. No one nobody how God stay inside, but God's own spirit, he know. You know us guys, we get God's spirit in charge of us. That's why we don't think the same way the people that get the spirit from inside this world thing. Inside us, we get the spirit that come from God. That's why. God, he let us know all the good kind stuff he went give us guys. That's the kind stuff us guys talk about. Us guys teach the stuff God's spirits teach us. We don't need to talk fancy kind. Just like how the smart guys come, like when they go teach, yeah? But us guys, we put together the things that come from God's spirit for the people that stay tight with God's spirit. That's why if get one guy that no more God's spirit in charge of him, only his own self, then that guy, he's not going to like the kind of stuff that come from God's spirit. He's going to think, yeah, waste time, no need. No way the guy going to understand. You got to stay tight with God's spirit for check out if that kind of stuff is all the kind of truth. The guy that stay tight with God's spirit, he can check him out whenever, whatever. But sometime, all the other people, they don't can check out that guy. Just let the Bible go say, who can figure out what God stay thinking? Or who can teach God what he's supposed to do? No more nobody, but us guys. We know because Christ help us guys think just like he think. Amen? Amen. You know, that's the thing when you have the spirit of the Lord in you. But you know, the message here from Paul is you have to be very careful by coming attached to the messenger. You always go to church not for the messenger, but for the message. And you have to realize that because it doesn't matter who the messenger is. God is going to deliver the Rhema word through that person. But if you're more attached to the person who's giving the message, that might be the challenge. Because they said, you know, don't follow the ones that use the lofty words. They impress you with the way they speak and how they speak. You got to go for what they're actually saying. See, when we go to Saguaro and Red Rock, when I go into the prisons here, and I'll be the first to tell my brothers and my sisters, I tell all the beloved, I tell them, you know, plenty of people can talk real nice. I just come for talk real. I know my audience. I know where they've come from. I know where I want them to go in the spirit of the Lord. But you have to know your audience. You know, if I were to come into the prisons and if I were to start talking with 50 cent words, and, you know, that would just turn them off. But you see, I know my audience. I try and make it so it's understandable. I try and make it so everybody can enjoy the grace and the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. My whole goal as Pastor Barry Naone from Door of Faith Nanakuli Church on Holly Akala Avenue, as Pastor Barry has said time and time again, more so after coming back from the trip to Arizona with us, bring the loss to the cross at any cost. Now, if anybody go steal that thing and make one t-shirt, bro, I'm going to tell Barry give you some cracks. That's his thoughts, his words, okay? I'm going to put an R on him, not for make him real special, but for make it reserved for Barry Naone. And that's the whole thing. You know, it's when we come in the spirit of the Lord, we know that the spirit is leading us and the spirit is with us. It's at those times when we're able to see signs and wonders. It's at those times when we're able to see miracles take place right before our eyes. You know, but that's when you come into submission to His Spirit. It's not about your agenda. It's about His agenda. It's not about anything we do when we're witnessing to our loved ones in the prisons. It's about everything God does through us. And we do not boast in ourselves, but we do boast in the Lord. Amen. I tell our beloved when we're in prison, I am not here to save you. I am not here to heal you. But if God is going to heal you through me, bless the Lord. If God is going to save you through me, all glory to God. You see, we're just the instrument. As I was explaining the other night, God is reaching down from heaven. His arm is outstretched. His middle finger and his index finger and even his pinky finger. They're stretching, stretching, stretching. Saying, Pastor Greg Hood, Apostle, can you help me? Apostle Joan, can you help me? Pastor George, Pastor Jackie, help me. You know, Pastor James, help me. We're trying to reach the lost. He's reaching out to everyone. Pastor Scott, Pastor Virginia, Pastor Bird, Pastor George, Pastor Cole, Pastor Robert, Pastor Andrew, all of you, I need your help. Even the volunteers, Marianne, Miley, help me. I need your help. Angel, Bob, help me. I need your help. Aho, Lynn, Bula, I need your help. Sean, Keith, Tanari, I need your help. See, God is reaching out to us to help reach the lost. I don't know how better to explain that, but it's like Abraham. Yes, Lord, here I am. Yes, Lord, here I am. But you see, in Paul's message of wisdom, he was telling us that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. You see, God has a plan for each and every one of us that are on the face of this earth. By the way, he did create the earth. By the way, he did create each and every one of us who's walking on this earth. He knew us before we were even in the womb of our mothers. He knows every hair on the top of our head. You see, it's very simple, my brothers and sisters. You're living in one of two ways right now. You are either living in crisis or you're living in Christ. I pray to God that you're living in Christ. None of us need more stress. None of us need more challenges. None of us need more issues. What we need is more love. What we need is more God. What we need is just a little Jesus in our life. You see, because the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. My brothers and sisters, Psalms 18:2 puts it so well. Because you've got to know that the only way to heaven, the only way to eternity, the only way to live in the right hand of God himself is Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, John 14:6. It's those times when you have to realize that you're not going to write a big check to the church and get to heaven. You're not going to go serve in the hospitality ministry for every Sunday for 37 years and get to heaven. It comes by the confession of your sins, repenting of your past, and knowing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, asking for forgiveness and claiming Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Can I get an amen? Come on now, somebody, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. You know I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm telling you, my beloved, as you're sitting there on the edge of your bed, as you're sitting there at your bunk, looking up above you to the stars that you'll never be able to reach, but just wishing that you had some fresh air, you've got to know that God's put you in a place where he can talk to you. God has placed you in a situation where it's up to you if you're going to connect with him. My brethren, I always say the Bible is the book of correction, connection, and direction in your life. It has all the answers that you need. It's the authorized, it is the inspired, the infallible and inerrant word of God. There is no compromise in the Bible. The one thing that God cannot do, God cannot lie. So if there's a promise in the Bible, and there's over 3,000 of them for both you and me, if there's a promise in the Bible, that's something that we have to take, that we have to hold on to, that we'd have to bring on and to grab on. Because it's like the Abrahamic covenant, and I'll talk about that tomorrow probably. We are all so blessed, and God continues to bless us despite of our foibles, despite of our shortcomings, despite of our challenges, despite of all the times we messed up. God is still reaching down, hoping to have a relationship with us. My brothers and my sisters, God made man and man made religion. God don't want religion. God wants a relationship. God didn't say go outside and build my church, go outside and do this. He said go outside and build my kingdom. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I love sharing the word of God, and I know that someone out there needs to hear the word that I'm sharing tonight only because God put this word upon my heart. You know, where else can you go to get filled up by the Spirit except Free Inside Ministry at 9:30 p.m.? You know, sometimes, my brothers and sisters, I'm not going to be rude, but everyone doesn't need a care group. Everyone doesn't need a cell group. Everyone doesn't need to be praying in front of a big group. We know what we got to do. Get on our knees and pray. We need more people praying. We need more prayer warriors. We've got a lot of worriers. I want to make you more of a warrior than a worrier. You're very close, but you're just off a little. You know, I know that as we reach up to heaven, God's going to hear us. As we build that altar of praise and worship, God's going to appreciate all of the prayers that we offer up to him. My brethren, as I come to a close tonight, I want to tell you that God's waiting for you to reach out. God's waiting to hear your voice from your lips. He just wants you to hear your heart. You know, that's what God wants. God wants your heart. He wants to hear how much you love him. God wants to hear everything that you're up to. You know, even though he's with you every day, he just wants a conversation. Open up the eyes of your heart, my brother. Open up your soul. Give yourself to Jesus and try God. Try him, because he's going to be the best thing that ever happened in your life. You know, until tomorrow night, stay blessed, not stressed. You're too divine to whine, too anointed to be disappointed. So stay tight, keep it right, and stand in the light.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.